The message to government employees that they must report to work on time came from none other than one of the government's most senior ministers. Home Minister P. Chidambaram arrived at his office in New Delhi at 9 Tuesday morning and marked his attendance by placing his index finger on a biometric scanner. Like the minister, from now on, thousands of Home Ministry employees will do the same to register the time they arrive at and leave from work. A 10-minute delay three times a month will count as one day of leave. This marks the beginning of a drive to change the decades-old work culture of government employees who have a reputation for arriving late and leaving early. Home Minister P. Chidambaram hopes the message will be heard not just by civil servants, but by others as well.
I hope that people will absorb the spirit and the purpose behind which this system has been introduced. But this is a message to the whole country that everybody must do his work for the allotted hours. I understand flexi time. We will introduce some flexibility. But the flexibility is if you come 10 or 15 minutes late, you have to work another 10 or 15 minutes.
The punctuality drive at the Home Ministry is music to the ears of thousands of people who have become accustomed to patiently waiting for government employees to turn up for duty and endless delays in processing public documents such as passports. They are hoping other employees of the federal government, a staggering 3 million, will also have to fall in line. However, sociologists point out that it is not fair to blame just bureaucrats for slack timekeeping. Punctuality is not an Indian virtue, whether at the official or social level. It is quite common for trains to run behind time or for people to turn up late for official meetings. Guests seldom worry if they are hours late for lunch and dinner invitations, and marriage parties are often inordinately delayed. Among the pieces of advice commonly handed out to foreign businessmen heading to India is not to pack too many appointments in a day because several could run late. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.